Rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel.
I'm Michaela. Man, it's been a while.
Well, it's only been a week.
It feels like a longer than that.
Yeah, we took the day off for 4th of July. We're spending it with our friends and family, or I was just spending it on the couch with Stranger Things. But that's another show.
Hey, but we have something to say about Stranger Things. Well, I do.
Nice
little, we'll talk about it later.
Nice little tease there, Michaela. That was good. All right, so let's get into recent news and updates. Let's talk about Walt Disney World. What do you got?
So Epcot is getting a whole big revamp. So
wow.
You're going to see a lot of things that are going to be taken out of
okay.
Epcot. Kind of sad to me. So right now they're taking away... So starting on September 8th, they're going to be taking away Club Cool. You know, where you get to go test all those Coca-Colas
uh-huh.
around the world. They're going to be moving that and just closing it for now because they're of all the revamps. And also the front of the park meet and greets with like Mickey, Minnie, Pluto.
Okay.
Joy and Sadness meet and greet and the Baymax meet and greet will also be shut down.
Okay.
The Fountain View Starbucks. So that Starbucks right in the front.
No!
It's not going to be gone forever.
Oh.
It's just because they need to close it down to revamp the front of Epcot.
Okay.
And then Colortopia and Interventions, when it closes down on September 8th, it's going to be gone for good. It's going to be gone forever.
So get there and enjoy it now while you can.
Right. So you have till September 8th.
Okay.
To enjoy it because that one's not coming back. All the other stuff, they're projected to come back. This one, not at all.
Okay.
And then the Fountain of Nations, so the fountain show, that's going to be shut down for the renovations. The Art of Disney, that Art of Disney shop,
okay.
and the Penn Central shop. So all of those things, some of them will be relocated to other places, and some probably won't come back until it's done.
All right. So they might have temporary homes for a little bit.
Right. Just
okay.
temporary homes. It hasn't been announced of which and when.
I would guess anything where they were selling anything and making money for anything would get a temporary home.
Right.
That's
probably
my guess.
Going to be moved. Probably towards World Showcase in a little hut.
Okay. All right.
That's what my guess is, but we'll have to wait and see.
All right. What else you got?
And also another thing about the front of Epcot, the Electric Umbrella restaurant,
mm-hmm.
the quick service, that's getting remodeled, but that's not closing until November 23rd. So the whole front of Epcot is going to
wow.
be totally different.
It kind of needs a revamp. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it.
It does.
And then there's a new restaurant that just opened.
Right. We talked about it before. The Takumi
yep.
Thai
mm-hmm.
Japanese restaurant. It's supposed to be really high class.
Yeah, I'd
restaurant
say so.
And very much towards the Japanese culture.
Okay.
I'm excited to see it. The menu, it's like a multi-course tasting menu.
With Wagyu beef.
Yes.
For $130 per person. So I
yes.
have to save my little Disney dollars.
So if you love Japanese food.
That sounds like
you want a big meal.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Probably the closest thing to going to Japan.
Yes. They even have a traditional tea service.
Well, that's really cool.
I'm excited to see it.
All right, cool. And then Hollywood Studios, you know, we're just awaiting Star Wars Galaxy's Edge to open.
Come on.
But we've got some tips, or we've gotten a little whisper of when
right.
the pass holder previews are going to happen.
Yeah. So supposed to be taking place between early and mid-August because it is going to be open to the public August 29th.
Right, okay.
So some of you who have passes, so the Platinum, Platinum Plus, Premier Passport holders only. Those are the
wow.
only people. They're going to get the email saying, sign up for your preview.
Okay.
So if you want to upgrade.
Yeah, now's the time to do it.
And you want to see Star Wars before it's like super crowded, you might want to do that.
All right, so check your inbox.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
And whoever has a pass, please take me along with you. I would love to go back.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be the same, right? Exactly the
yeah,
same?
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly
okay.
the same thing.
Cool. What else we got for Hollywood Studios? Anything? Is that it?
Well... The ride that they're opening up Star Wars with is going to be the Millennium Falcon ride.
Right.
But there's another ride that's going to be opening. It's called Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
That's not opening on August 29th. There's only one ride opening August 29th.
Okay.
But according to this like reporter, this Disney follower.
Right.
Matthew Gotella, heard that the Rise of the Resistance ride will be opening around Christmas time in Walt Disney World.
Okay.
So if you thought that Disney World's going to be packed, super packed.
Yeah.
In the Christmas time. That's just a report. That's nothing Disney has reported on officially.
Okay. So let's go a little bit further down I-4 and talk about SeaWorld Orlando.
So SeaWorld Orlando, they don't have anything going on right now, but their sister, Busch Gardens,
okay,
they are getting ready for Hollow Scream. I can't believe Hollow Scream is around the corner.
We're already halfway to Christmas.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. So Hollow Scream starts September 20th and runs until November 2nd. And right now, they're offering 75% off. You heard that. 75% off tickets for Hollow Scream.
Wow.
So if you know that you like to go to it, get your friends together, and you might want to go to this deal.
Okay. That's a really good deal.
Yeah. They're saying it's $24.99 single night tickets. And if you have an annual pass to Busch Gardens, you get it for $19.99. But that's only running until July 21st. At 11:59 p.m.
Okay, so make your plans now for October.
Yep.
Get your tickets. All right.
It's going to be a fun one. I've never been to Hollow Scream, but this might be my year.
I may or may not have worked there for a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I was a scare actor.
You were a scare actor?
Yes, I was really bad at it. That's why I only did it for 3 weeks. But anyway, that's a whole other show in itself as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
When we get closer to it, you'll
there you go.
Start talking about that.
But all right, so Universal Orlando, they're getting an expansion as well. And you saw on Twitter.
Yeah, there was some leaked stuff.
Yeah, from Alicia Stella on Twitter, @AliciaStella on Twitter, leaked images of Nintendo Land model for Universal Studios showing plan for new land. This looks amazing. Mario Kart, which I've always wanted to be in a real life Mario Kart game.
Same.
Yoshi's Adventure, Donkey Kong Minecart, and apparently all the attractions are shown.
Yeah, but we don't know yet if that leaked image is going to be the land that's coming to Japan, Hollywood, and in California or here in Orlando.
Okay.
And it could be all three.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be like Star Wars where it's the same thing.
Okay. But at least it's a starting point and getting an idea of what it's going to look like.
Right. It looks so cool.
That's
it looks like
be
you're
huge.
Walking in the video game.
That's so cool. It's going to be huge for young children and adults alike.
Everybody's welcome.
All right. So Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure. Still operating under modified hours and closed before the park closes. So just make sure you check that if you're going to Universal Orlando to specifically ride that. Just double check the Universal websites and everything to make sure it's open and that you can plan your day to maximize your fun at Universal Orlando. I'm still jonesing to ride that ride.
Oh, yeah. I would love to go. I've seen so many videos of it and people are raving about it. I would love to ride it very, very soon.
Okay, maybe we make a little weekend trip.
Yes, I agree with that.
We go check it out. So apparently you're going to be somewhere this weekend already, so you're booked.
This weekend I'm going to be in Orlando, but not in Disney, Universal, or SeaWorld.
Where are you going to be? I'm going to be in Orlando too, but I'm not going to be in any of those places. But where are you going to be first?
I'm going to be at the H2O Live.
Oh, cool.
I'm going with some family that they have an annual pass and they said, come along. So I said, why not? And go check it out and tell you guys how it is.
All right. So next week's show, we're going to be talking about that area in Orlando, that new water park.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, I can't wait. Take lots of photos.
I will.
Okay.
I will. And my phone's waterproof. So
good. Perfect.
I could do that.
I'm going to be in Orlando, but I'm not going to any of the parks, which is odd for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You drive by it and you're like,
I'm
not going.
Like, hi. I'm going to try to talk my friends into stopping at Disney Springs, maybe for dinner on the way to downtown Orlando for the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour at the Amway Center.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. But yeah, it's one of the few times that I go to Orlando and it's not to go to a park. So it's going to be odd. I'm going to be like, wait, Nikki, come back.
Oh, no. When was it? I think it was last week.
Yeah.
I was driving to my aunt's and uncle's house and they live past Disney.
Oh, okay.
But it's still the same exit.
Right.
So I was in the car with my cousin and my grandmother. And I'm going towards Disney. And they're like, no, no, no.
Your car is automatically going towards the entrance to Disney.
They're
You're like, got a U-turn.
Other way. And I'm like, but.
Oh, my car wants to go to Disney. That's funny. Speaking of Disney, they just opened the Grandestino Tower at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort just opened. I've seen a couple media influencers hanging out there trying the restaurants and the food, and it looks amazing. So,
oh, yes.
Just another resort to go stay at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, and the new rooms and the dinings on the top floor give you a view of Epcot and Hollywood Studios, and some even show you a little bit of Galaxy's Edge.
Ooh, bird's eye view.
A bird's eye view of Galaxy's Edge. It looks awesome. Those pictures, amazing. We'll put it on here on the site.
Yeah.
We'll link who posted the photos.
Oh, boy.
It's gorgeous. And since it's not even open yet, I'm thinking I'm going to stop this weekend.
Okay.
To stop at the tower.
Okay.
Just to, like, check out the restaurant area and then look inside Galaxy's Edge. Yeah.
All right. Can't wait to have that report next week, too. She's going on a spy mission. Make sure you wear, like, some kind of disguise or something. Wear, like, Mickey mask or something. Nobody will notice you.
No one will.
All right. So let's wrap this week's episode up with your theme park tip of the week.
So I wanted to remind people. So if you're coming to the parks and you get, like, a one-day pass and you spot something that you really wanted to buy and you end up leaving the park not buying that object and you're like, oh shoot, I really wanted that one Mickey ears.
Right.
Or they don't sell at Disney Springs, let's say. If you are nice enough and you go to the guest services and you say, can I have a merchandise pass? They will give you an allotted time to go into the park, get what you need, and come back out. But you have to come in within that time period.
Oh.
So I've done it at Universal before.
Okay.
And I've had friends that have done it at Disney.
Okay.
So they don't advertise it because they don't want a bunch of people going.
So don't tell anybody you heard it from us.
Don't tell a bunch of people. But if you do know you like this one thing at this one park that you can't get anywhere else, go to the guest services and
guest
put your nice little smile on.
At that park. Okay.
Park. So at the front of the park, they have a guest services outside of the park and they have a guest services inside of the park. You go to the one outside of the park.
All right. That's a great tip, Michaela. I've never heard of that.
So I know there's some things in the park, like let's say the spirit jerseys.
Yes.
The small world spirit jerseys, the tiki.
Yep. The tiki room,
yes.
The haunted mansion.
All those. Before, they're only sold in Magic Kingdom. So.
Yeah,
that would be a good chance to be using the merchandise pass.
Wow, that's a great tip. Thank you so much, Michaela. All right, that's all we got for you this week. Don't forget, if you have anything that you want us to talk about or have any questions for us, you can always email us at themeparksandrec@gmail.com. And we will catch you here next week on another episode on Thursday. Thanks so much.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.